Fear me, Poseidon, for I have the power of dreams.
We don't know why we played that. Evan just really wanted to. Welcome to the 12th episode, I believe, of the Daily Dose of Jank podcast. I'm your host, as always, Ethan, and I have three co-hosts with me. Ben.
You're supposed okay. to say something.
And we got Evan.
Hello.
We got Kyle.
That's really yep. weird.
And, yeah, that's it. Because Ben didn't say anything.
Kyle was so late.
Ben, right. That's tough.
Ben is no longer in a cast.
We organized a time for 12:30, then Kyle said 15 more minutes.
I saw the text, like, right before 3:30. Me and Kate were watching the show.
3:30?
Yeah, I mean,
12:30. Whoa, this dude's a time traveler.
Whoa!
Chew!
Yeah, he had so many chores he had
the
to
The alternate timelines,
He had
bro.
To invent time travel. Oh, do we want to talk timelines. About what happened, like an alternate timeline theory?
Dude.
I say we
talked
about
that last.
Yeah, we talked about that last
A little bit.
I mean, we touched
but
it,
like,
on it.
Psychs me out. Like, the Truman Show effect. Bro.
So,
crazy.
Yo, wait. I gotta say this, though. Y'all know Endgame how they say the Infinity Stones, like, keep the
oh, I've
universe?
Seen this, I've seen,
You've seen
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I've seen I
and,
saw that.
And the Ancient Ones all, like, the time stuff. I mean, Infinity Stones. Yeah, the Infinity Stones keep the whole universe in check. Like, their universe. And then it's, like, so if you don't have them, then it'll all blow up. And that's why they have to, like, give the Infinity Stones back. But, like, Thanos reduced the ones of their universe to atoms. So, like, should their universe be, like, imploding?
Oh.
That might be, chapter 5.
Is Marvel dying?
Oh, have you seen that game theory?
Maybe
also on Thor?
No.
What do you mean Thor's game theory?
I mean, film theory.
I watched, like, a little bit.
If there was a game with Thor, just Thor, I don't think anyone would play it.
Yeah, Thor's
like,
good in Ragnarok, but I do not like him.
Ragnarok,
he's one of the most overpowered, because he's literally a god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's one of the most overpowered Avengers, right?
But their gods are like, whenever there's like multiple gods, they always like, they're still really powerful,
like
but they're not,
Odin.
They're not as,
Odin is literally
not,
like
god.
Is like Jesus to Greek people, to like Greek, in Greek mythology.
Norse.
Or Norse mythology. I mean, same thing, okay? You know?
Okay, so that wasn't the topic that we were going to talk about. We were going to talk about different things about the ocean.
Yeah, water. That's why Evan played that clip of me saying, "Fear me, Poseidon, for I have the power of trees." And what I did was, I had this giant branch, and I threw it in the lake. And then I started running at Evan.
I could beat up anything in the water. I'm just saying.
Really?
Any animal in the water I could
imagine.
Beat up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Ben.
Like okay, those sure. big whales, easy beat up.
Easy
blue
beat whale.
Up. Blue whale, easy.
They weigh 330
Yeah, my left
pounds.
Hook. Sock my them. Left hook. That's like my max, though. So it'd be a pretty fair fight, but I think I could beat it.
My God.
My left hook can, like, do damage.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Ben's like Thor.
Yeah.
So, like, what was the scariest thing that's ever happened to you in the ocean? Have we ever talked about that yet?
No, but I got one. Me.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, there
okay.
was this one time.
Okay,
I
we're just gonna
beach.
Neglect that. Ben said a shark swam at me.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a shark in the ocean, like right next to me.
What type of
is this
shark?
True or not?
I don't know. There was just a fin. And I was just like, that right there? Yeah, I'm gonna go back. Like, I was with my dad. I was like six or something. So I don't
really?
Remember it. But my parents were like, oh yeah, there was just a shark.
Yeah, then we threw you at the shark, and then the shark imploded, so.
But the shark wouldn't
Thor.
Even take you like us, so.
We knew he was Thor from the beginning.
Okay, like, so, Kyle, what was yours?
It was basically like I was like I was bodyboarding. I wasn't planning on, but that's like what happened. Mm. It's just the wave like got me at this perfect time, and it swooped me up, and I was at the very top of the wave, and it was like the biggest wave I've ever seen, dude. I was just all the way at the top, and then it slammed me into the ocean floor, and I was like,
"How deep were you? How deep were you?"
It was kind of shallow, honestly, which made it hurt. I like scraped up all.
Have you guys? So speaking of waves, actually. I had this time.
Brock's
yeah,
got his
waves. Brock got the waves. Okay, no, carry on.
So, like I was saying, there was this wave, right? And it was a pretty...
I'm gonna swallow my gum. Sorry.
It was a pretty big one. We were trying to jump over the waves. I don't remember why. It sounds really stupid now, but it was a lot of fun. And so I tried jumping over this wave, but then the wave, like, hits me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my chin hits the bottom of the ocean. My feet hit the back of my head.
He did a scorpion because of a wave underwater.
Yeah.
So basically, I became
a circle. Okay. Like a wheel. You know that video of that guy who holds his feet and then he just starts rolling?
Yeah. I have two of them.
It was basically that, but underwater, and then my chin started bleeding.
I have two of them, but I'll like go, I'll say one and then we'll go around again, I guess.
All right.
I have tried to jump over waves.
Dude, that's like the best workout.
We'll do that alternate timeline.
No, you know what it is?
After the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to outrun waves.
Oh,
shit. We go way out, and then we're like, Daddy, ready? He's like, all right, boy, let's go. And then we're like, and then like, dude, it's funny because we like tackle each other. I like push him over.
Oh, yeah.
No, he pushes me over. But yeah. And I'm like,
Guys, you know how in a canoe, if waves come at you, you're supposed to be facing like this instead of like this?
Yes.
It'll flip you, and if you go like this, you can just cut straight through the wave, and it'll go up like that. Okay, so we did a canoe with we went out on a canoe with me, my mom, and my sister.
This was actually this year.
Mm-hmm. And we went out, someone jumped off of their canoe, and swam to the bottom.
Not any of us.
This was a stranger paddling next to us, and they said, yeah, it's like 25 feet down. They said it so nonchalantly, and I'm like, the water was really clear, though. You could see the bottom, and you could see some fish swimming around. And so we're like, we'll just go a little bit past the sandbar to where it drops. We went to the purple zone, we call it. You know, in the ocean, how it's blue, then there's turquoise sandbar, and then it turns to like a purplish navy blue.
Yeah,
we went out to there,
And
we're like, we'll just go out to there, and then the boat, our canoe, turned like this, and then a wave hit us, and then we went, and then we wobbled a little bit, and I'm like, and I got so scared because we were very far out, and there was seaweed everywhere. Sometimes you couldn't even see the bottom when it was hit deep.
No, Evan.
And I snorkeled, and I went down with goggles, and I did that with the seaweed ones, and then fish just swam at me.
Oh, this was in like waist deep water. The canoe was very, very far down.
Every time y'all say something, I keep thinking of these memories, bro.
The canoe was like, if I fell in and went all the way down to the bottom on the sandbar, it would take 7 of me to get back up. That's how deep it was. If you stacked up 7 of me...
Evan's like 5'9". Yeah.
If you stacked up 7 of me, that's how deep the water was at the sandbar.
60 feet?
No.
You said... wait, hold on. How did I get to that?
7'5". 35.
I know, 35 and then like 50.
How'd you get the 50 from 9 times 7?
Because you're 5'9".
Kyle, it's 40. It's 40 because...
So then...
7 times 9 is 63 and 60 inches is 5 feet.
Oh.
So it's only 45 and 3 inches.
Yeah.
Or it's 40 and 3 inches. My bad.
So I couldn't see the bottom and I was real scared because we were very far out from the... anywhere close to the shore. And anywhere where we could touch at all. We would have to swim, I guess, maybe 60 feet.
I'm sorry, I just went through like so many scenarios of a whole podcast in my head.
Oh,
I've
really?
Just been staring right there. Just doing a podcast in my own head. Sorry, I had to say that.
Okay, yeah.
And this is a bit off subject, but Kyle's been obsessed with this one clip. You know that game, Mexican game show where this old guy starts laughing? Here, Kyle, do your impression of it.
He goes, and he's like, it's so good! And I love it so much.
It's from 2016 in August.
It's I know, the more I see it, the funnier it gets.
It's over 4 years old, Kyle.
It's not that funny. That guy's probably, how old is he? He's probably 70.
I think he's dead.
Yeah. That's obviously. Probably,
I was not gonna, yet.
I was. He pulled a Chunky and died.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, his teeth were missing. I wonder if he had to back or whatever. That could, he could die from that. Anyway, though, Evan, you said like a new thing. I was thinking about the Seek Adventures. Whenever, like, y'all met Vincent, so there was this log, and we're like, everybody duck, there's a log coming.
You're not explaining it enough.
Okay.
So, there's this camp called Seek Adventures that we go to sometimes in the summer with our friends. And then there's this one trip at the end of the week, and then it's like this,
it's a giant
speed
is
run.
It a, is it a river? Or is it like a creek?
It's a river.
It's a criver.
It's a river.
So then we bus down to one point, and then we get all the canoe stuff.
We canoe we for go like into 6 hours.
We go into groups and canoe for a long time, and the bus meets us at point B.
So it's me, Evan, Vincent Vowled, and Killen Blark, and we're all in this one boat, and I'm like. I think I was in the front at that time, and then I was like, oh, there's a tree, because it was, like, just sideways on these rocks, and then I duck, Evan ducks, and Dylan ducks, and then
Vincent ducks.
No, he's looking behind Vincent him, and he's like, oh, what? And then he hits the tree, and then he goes,
and the whole, Vincent the whole, is, like, a big, beefy
He's a beefy boy, yeah. And the whole canoe just, flips. Like a backflip. It does like a backflip. And then it's like capsizes and we're like, we gotta go to
it's
shore.
It's like Vincent's just holding on. He's just doing flips around the tree with the canoe at his
feet. Oh, and also, here's the thing. We had to bring our own lunches and everything. So everything in the canoe was what we brought. We had our backpacks in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had everything in there. We had our water bottles. And so we flipped it back up. But I had the smart idea of tying our backpacks to the chairs. So, yeah, and there was this one wooden beam that someone sat on, and I just tied everything to that.
Yeah.
And so nothing got lost, but then our paddle started flowing down the stream, and I had to run. Me and Dylan were running at it, and then Dylan...
In the water?
Yeah, in the water. And then Dylan stopped
it
because...
It kept going.
Yeah, because... It came to like a stop, but then the paddle went straight through it. So I had to run over and I had to start swimming at it.
Dude, he's like elongated his arms. He's
And then I grabbed it by the paddle, not even the handle. And I grabbed it and there were two paddles. The one was stuck in the boat. And when we tried to get the water out, it was so heavy.
Oh yeah. We were really struggling to get it like on this like little bank kind of. Mm-hmm. Dude, it was so heavy. We were like trying to flip it and we're like, ah, and even Vincent and Pumping Iron over here. But we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it.
Yeah. Oh, and after
I'm not
this,
sure if Evan
it
was
start,
pumping iron.
It also
he always is pumping iron.
Oh, it rained while we were doing that. And so Ethan, Clayton, who has been on there before, and Ben were in a canoe. And it started to rain, and we all started to scream the Pirates of the Caribbean theme song.
Yeah.
And Kyle stole Ben's hat when we got close. And then we started paddling really fast and just screaming the Pirates of the Caribbean song. It
and
was
then
so much
something happened to you guys, because we passed y'all.
Oh, we kept hitting stuff. Like incidents like that kept happening.
No, yeah, we kept hitting,
and
like,
then,
trees.
And we were struggling, man.
And then me, Ben, and Clayton were just like, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
No, and
we just passed.
No, and we got so, like, lost at first. I was at, we were acting, of course, but it was so funny because we were like, oh, we haven't seen Civilization for 10 years.
We were not acting, dude.
We were
lost.
No,
we
were lost. Oh. We didn't see people for like 30 minutes while we were canoeing down the river. And we kept going. And we slowed down and stopped to see if anyone was going to come up behind us. No one.
So, we started going crazy because of too much salt water.
So basically, why this is what you might be wondering, is because... So the counselors were supposed to be in front and behind, right?
And then we capsized and they passed us.
But then they passed both all... I think it was... They might have passed us.
And then we started lightning
so it was
also.
Just, so, yeah. So it was just us two in the back. So we were the last two there. Or the last two groups, I should say. Mm-hmm. There. And then it started, it was raining really hard, and it was, and then there was lightning in the distance, and then we really started, singing the Pirates of the Caribbean theme really fast.
And then we found this, at the end, under the bridge, there were two kittens there. Do you guys remember that?
Oh yeah, and actually they got taken home.
Yeah, and that was a good ending. And also, the year before that, they said, hey, you could go swim in there. There might be snakes or alligators, but that's fine. And we're like, okay, I was hesitant to go in at first, but then I dove in.
Dude, also this one time we had the scout camp out and we were whitewater rafting. And I was struggling on that also. We would go down this wave and I would just fall out of the raft. Like this one time, I was wearing this helmet and stuff, and I just flipped over the back of it and almost sounded like a drown. I was like, and I was just like, they were trying to pull me back up. And Dylan was like, oh, I'm loading. And then also I brought my paddle. And it was going so quick. Dude, and I lost my paddle like 3 times. It was like kind of embarrassing, but also really fun.
Okay, Ben, do you have any other scary experiences in the ocean?
No, I don't
care. Here, do you want to give your view on the Seek Adventure thing?
Yeah, how was your view when we stole your hat?
I don't know, I was mad.
You honestly want to fight?
Bro's mad. I wanted to fight you.
No, but like I meant like the paddling, because it was only me and you paddling.
No offense to Clayne, but he didn't do anything. So like me and Ethan, like we're just carrying the squad.
Rip Clayne if he's listening.
Yeah, we're carrying the squad.
We only get like 5 views. It's alright.
Yeah,
we're kind of dying.
We're dying before it even started.
Our peak was stock before shop, the third episode.
Bro.
It's just been a slow decline.
Okay.
But anyway.
I have another
story. Pirates of the Caribbean.
I was under the water, just like swimming with my goggles on, and I took a really deep breath, so I was under there for like 30 seconds to 45 seconds now. Yes. And I was just swimming around. I honestly had no clue where I was. And then, out of the dark, because this was murky water when you went under, and I went under, and then there was this, just this long ladyfish swam in front of me, really fast, and I got real scared, because I backed up and pushed like that.
Ladyfish?
Yeah, ladyfish. They're long, got real sharp teeth, they're about teeth this long, they're about that long usually.
Yes.
I thought you found out the gender of...
So, guys, I know you're actually supposed to be, apparently to Evan, watching... this podcast.
They got teeth about an inch long, and they're about maybe a feet and a half long. Smooth. A foot and a half long. And it just swam right in front of me. And they're not usually that shallow. You usually use shore fishing hooks to catch them.
Oh my gosh! What are you doing?
Alright, so...
Now time for the
there's
universal
also this other,
conundrum.
Oh no, there's also this other camp called Pine Ridge, and we did... This is another, I think, yeah, canoeing story. This one wasn't as bad because it was very sunny, but it was just really hot.
When they talk about the other camp, though.
And,
that they don't
know. The other camp.
So, it was a lot like what we did at Seek Adventures, and it was just very hot. So, but what actually
just like
happened...
Someone-
It's something, it was really big. You could tell it was big. It went under our canoe and hit our canoe. And we like bounced up, but we weren't sure what it was.
What? What were you talking about?
So we were canoeing at Seek Adventures. I mean, not Seek Adventures.
Pine Ridge.
And it was me, CIT, and another camper.
CIT, counselor in training.
Okay.
Yeah. And, so there was this thing, there's this really big thing that went under our canoe.
Oh, yeah. Aww.
And it hit the bottom of our canoe, so we all bounced up a little bit. And then we looked at each other like, what was that?
No, because there were alligators in the water, and they said, hey, just stop here and swim around for a bit. There were just 3 trees sticking out of the water.
And then we played King of the Hill on the tree sticking out of the water.
Yeah, and they pushed up, and I got hit by something in the water, and I got real scared. And you could
almost... He just starts punching people to get them off of the...
No, and I climbed up on the thing. Someone did this. They climbed up on a very shallow branch, well, thin branch, and they did this. The branch literally broke. They hit the tree and fell in the water. It was pretty funny.
Oh, my...
That was right next to my head.
It went in and out, guys.
Dude, y'all remember how good Vincent was at skipping rocks?
Oh, dude, yeah, he was great.
He was a god. He got, like, I skipped it to the other side, but no, but everyone was like, no, you didn't.
That's unfair.
No, you didn't.
Still missed it. Oh, my God.
And I was like, bro, fuck. Because I actually did, but it was only two skits. I just threw it really hard.
So, I think the only other ocean story I have is I went up to this water. It's at this place called Glass Beach. And this stingray just, like, straight up was in the wave. And the thing was, like, building up like it was about to break. And I was, like, I was right on the shore. I was, like, and then the thing broke. And then I was, like, I'm not looking back, dude.
All right.
I'm just going to get out the lights.
So, should we talk about the next topic?
I don't know. Anybody else
I think we'll have, like, another, like, a second part to this. The next podcast we do will also be alternate universe theories.
Actually, I have one thing.
Timelines.
Yo, I got one thing. Yeah. One more thing. Sure. On the ocean. I watched this video. It's on this thing called thalassophobia. And it's like, have you watched that video?
Yeah. Phasmophobia.
Phasma?
Yeah, phasmophobia.
It's thalassophobia.
It's phasmophobia.
It's, the ghost game?
No. It's about the ocean.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the game that
No.
Okay.
No, so it's apparently like this persistent fear of the ocean, and it's basically like being in this contained space, like there's a story of this guy,
so it's like claustrophobia, but
in the ocean. So there were these three people at Pearl Harbor, and they were stuck at the bottom of the ship
of the Arizona.
Let's go.
No, of the West Virginia, I'm pretty sure.
Yo, boy,
it was like on fire for a really long time.
That's the— wait, is it one part Pearl Harbor was found?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the—
was it the one that capsized?
No.
Okay.
Arizona?
Not the Arizona.
Missouri?
No, it was the West Virginia.
Yeah.
No, okay. Missouri.
Okay, so, the water started to fill it up at the bottom.
Yeah, that was the Missouri.
Uh-huh.
That's what the guy said. Alright, Cap. So,
he suffers from PTSD, don't ask
so,
him.
They're like stuck in this little chamber at the bottom of the ocean. I mean, at the ship. And, like, they couldn't open it up or, like, tear it more, because then the thing would start filling with water.
Yeah, there was an air hole.
And so then they were trapped in there, hoping that somebody would, like, find them and stuff. But they waited in there for 16 days. Dude.
With no water?
I read a book about that.
Yeah. Oh, I think they had water and
some food. They survived, though. No, it was in the kitchen.
Some of them did, some of them didn't,
right? No, this is a different story.
Oh, this is a different story? Okay.
Yeah, no, they were just stuck down there for 16 days, and then they ran out of food and stuff and died. But, like, they had 16 days to think about, like, their death. It wasn't as quick as
blowing up.
Yeah, as other deaths. Like, that would be— I think that's the worst death. I mean, you have 16 days.
You go
of just
crazy.
Terror.
Dude,
yeah.
Did you know that there's a phobia of opening your eyes? It's
really?
Optophobia.
We really gonna talk about phobias, bro.
It's optophobia.
This is another podcast.
It's for—
wait, haven't we already done that? Janky phobia names?
It was
something in phobias.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Food and phobias.
Yeah. Food and phobias, yes.
Oh yeah.
Pretty good one.
Yeah.
Might be my favorite.
Check it
I think
out.
It was a
like and subscribe.
Second or third?
No, I think it was like the fourth.
Comment down below your favorite podcast.
There aren't any comments, but still. Leave a rating on, if you're watching on Spotify. That's the only one I know that can leave ratings.
Yeah.
But if you can, leave a 5-star rating and tell us why.
Dude, I think—
or leave any rating and tell us why.
I think I have germanophobia, the fear of vegetation, like poison ivy.
Yeah.
I see.
I'm gonna look up a phobia test. I'm gonna take it.
Right now?
Yeah.
So, while Evan's doing that, I say that we talk about alternate universes, and Ben, you should be participating with the group, Ben. Does that sound like a
teacher?
If you
want a participation grade, come on.
Yeah you need like a 100 in your grade, or else I will— get a 1. You better catch that ball, I'm gonna -2 your grade.
Yeah, he said -5 if you don't catch the frisbee, and then—
He does that.
No, but he actually gave really good passes, and then a guy legit has—
he did
so
that.
Like I was saying, a guy legit has it in his hands, right? And then he drops it, and he says, -5.
Wait, so he like completely got it, and then he dropped it?
Yeah.
Did he do it on purpose?
That sounds like Nelson Aguilar. To all those football fans, that's Nelson Aguilar.
Oh, who's afraid of heights?
I am.
I have like a—
very minor, but—
Yeah, it's minor now, I guess.
Acrophobia. That's what the fear of heights is.
We've done this before. This Evan. Is Vietnam flashbacks. Okay.
Actually, Seek Adventures kind of got me over
Ben,
that.
It's Veterans Day. You can't say that.
Oh, shoot.
But, oh, yeah, it is Veterans Day. This is Veterans Day.
Oh, wait. Thank you for your service.
All veterans out there.
Thank you.
Wait, guys, let's have a 1 minute, let's have a 1 minute period of silence. All right. No, Ben. No, but guys, actually though. Why is there talking in the background? You know what? We'll wait until that's done. But it'll probably be towards the end of the podcast, yes.
Who's afraid of vomiting? What is that?
Oh,
I mean, used to vomiting, be afraid of
that.
Like,
that used to be so
that's
scary.
That's nasty, bro.
No, but like,
because I feel like I was gonna choke on it.
No, like, it's not scary. You, it's no, just like, I can't do it sometimes.
No, like, are you afraid of vomiting? On, like, are you afraid of vomiting, or are you afraid of other people vomiting? Like,
on a job,
not on you.
Not of other people vomiting.
But like, are you afraid of vomiting or other people vomiting?
It's like this kid just throws up next to you.
It's called...
Oh, speaking of vomiting. Speaking of vomiting.
Sorry, I'm thinking about...
So, there's this kid who upchucked next to me.
Upchuck?
That's another word.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He threw up next to me and it got on my J's.
Oh,
That's nasty.
And then he caught the flu.
I caught the flu from it, yeah.
That's nasty. On my J's, bro. I'd beat that kid up. Hit him with a left hook.
I didn't know who it was.
Wait, this is really?
They threw up and, like, ran or something. I don't know. And some kid slipped and fell in it.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
That is so
I remember that. It was, like, on the top of the stairs, I'm pretty sure. No. Someone was like, oh.
It was in front of,
there's one time that it was on the top of the stairs, so we had to
Gengula,
go for a
quick hour. Austis's room. Miss Justice's room.
Oh, you're talking
it's
about...
sixth grade.
I was thinking about elementary, my bad.
Oh, I'm talking about sixth grade.
My bad. I was thinking about fifth grade, my bad.
But,
my B.
That's all right.
Ben, what do you want to talk about?
What do I want to talk
about? Do you
want
to talk about the alternate universes?
I was thinking about Pirates of the Caribbean, how fire of a... movie franchise it is.
Top three
greatest movie franchise of all time. Pirates of the Caribbean.
What's the other ones?
Lord of the Rings and Star Wars. And then Pirates of the Caribbean.
Are the Hobbit movies any good?
Yeah, are you counting Hobbit with Lord of the Rings? Yeah.
No, Lord of the Rings. Okay. Just Lord of the Rings.
Is Hobbit
nice?
Good?
Nice. Dude, they drag that stuff out.
I gotta say,
the first movie I think is actually pretty good. Like, it actually has themes and stuff. Like, yeah. Thorne's like, I don't believe in this Hobbit. We don't need him, all of this. And then by the end of the movie, he's like, you're important, you know? And then they fly away.
And then Lord of the Rings is like, it was the fat one.
Dude, Play Inc. got an update.
Wait, is there Corona on it?
I don't know. Let me check.
Yo.
That's too close to home.
Can we talk about Harry Potter, too? How big of a franchise.
Watch that.
It has, and it's okay movies and books.
Okay.
They got a cure mode. You can cure the world now instead of infect it.
That's pretty cool.
That is
pretty Shout out to the creators of Plague Inc. Pretty good game.
No, Ben, they're not sponsoring us.
Oh, my bad.
We don't...
Wait.
Then it's... I guess it's an okay.
No bias.
No comment. I have no further actions upon that question.
Wait, hold on, Ben.
Okay.
Wait, why do you like, why do you say the Harry Potter are okay movies?
Well, I don't know about okay, just way overrated.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, the story. At a point.
Does it not vibe
like
for you?
Yeah, just not a good vibe.
The new Star Wars movies are
overrated. Oh, dude, this is sick.
And those are good.
Disney,
I like
them. Disney is a monopoly.
Honestly.
They own 40% of the entertainment industry.
Yeah, that's not 100%. It's not a monopoly.
Not yet.
That's not a monopoly. Dude, they literally buy up all their contenders.
Yeah, they bought up ESPN, ABC.
They bought Fox.
Yeah, just recently.
Oh, and all dude, I gotta Batman. Say, Disney Plus' its search thing is so dumb. Dude. It's got all the letters listed out, so you have to go, like... Let's say you're texting Amazon, you're spelling it, you have to go A and then scroll all the way to Z and then go and then go back all the way to A instead of like the chart.
No, stop! It's infecting too fast.
Don't you mean you go to A to M to
M? That's oh
A
shoot.
To Z to
Azon. Don't worry about it. Anyway,
no, it's
hey, you just said it was you guys don't Azamon. Say Amazon's a monopoly. Amazon is right now a monopoly.
Yeah.
Amazon's a monopoly.
Dude, honestly. Imagine Disney bought Amazon.
Do you buy anything?
No, they don't have enough money for that.
Imagine Disney bought Amazon, but just imagine. Then they get enough money to buy Universal as well.
Oh, they buy Universal before they bought Amazon. Yeah, yeah. Amazon's worth like trillions right now.
Universal's
and then and they buy Microsoft.
Oh yeah, Microsoft is it's not a monopoly because like Sony and stuff.
Well, they bought close they to. Bought VR and they bought a VR company, Oculus.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming pretty close to if they.
So now, let's
talk about it beating Sony.
Wait, can Xbox now have virtual reality?
No.
That'd be cool.
Because they bought because Microsoft owns Oculus and Microsoft also owns.
No, they'll Xbox. Probably
if they add that to the Xbox X, like an option to like sync a VR set, I might have to buy one. Might have to comp one.
Really.
Even though it looks like a fridge.
Yeah, dude, no, why did they make it a rectangular, like, prism?
Yeah, PS5 looks sick, and then they made the Xbox X looks like
Xbox
a
Series.
Fridge, mini
Series.
Fridge.
Do you, wait, hold on. Do you y'all think the Fantastic Beasts movies are any good?
Those are fire.
Sorry, I haven't watched
those are good. Like, I've watched those any day before.
It's funny how much most of the time I normally agree with you. But dude,
when it comes to movies and stuff,
dude, when you talk about the sequel trilogies and now this, oh geez, Ben, you make me want to cry.
Dude, the Fantastic Beasts
is so hard.
Evan and Juan just find Flag Inc.
Yeah, dude, I say we
wrap up this podcast. It's kind of a dumpster fire at the current moment. So
I can talk more about movies. And
alternate universes.
Sorry.
Ooh, so alternate universes and see you in the next one.